I've spent my whole life listening to Dog Mushers and wanting to do the Iditarod and hearing about it and talking to everybody. But when you get out on the trail, it is, you can't even imagine. I mean, that we covered so many different things, the deepest overflow, so much snow. We went over the burn where there is no snow, mountains, huge mountains coming from Bethel. We went over mountains, across rivers, just like there's nothing, there's no way you could train to prepare for this.
And you're getting to see areas of Alaska that many people who live here never see, in areas that if you followed the Iditarod, you've heard about your whole life. What was it like to actually be in those places?
Oh my gosh, it's crazy because you have this picture in your head of what you think places look like. Like, I went through the burn, and the trees are, they're burned, they're black, you know, just like petrified black trees. Once you get through the part with no snow, there was some snow on the ground, so it's beautiful. And up ahead, I saw what looked like a huge dog, and I was like, what in the world? Somebody lost a sled dog, or what's going on? And as we got closer, it's a huge gray and white wolf in front of us. And he was just kind of like standing there staring at the team like, uh-oh, what's going on? And then he ran. It was the coolest moment ever to be with the dogs running through those burned trees and seeing that wolf. It was just beautiful.
This Iditarod has more women competing in ratio to their male counterparts than any other Iditarod. You are one of those women. And what is that like? What does that mean for this sport?
I think it's super, super awesome, super healthy. There were three women in the top 10, and they all finished with large, big teams, 11 dogs. Hopefully we'll see that this trend continue. It's pretty cool. It's a tough race, and it's really one of the only sports out there where men and women compete pretty much completely. I mean, it's equal. Everything's equal. There's not a woman's division and a men's division.
And how is your team doing after that 1,000-mile run?
They're doing awesome. I finished with 11 dogs. And I was so happy to see how excited they were at the finish. I don't think you could be bonded more with a group of dogs than doing this race with them. They did a good job getting me here. It's like I asked them to do these things that are really difficult, but they were happy to do it. And it's so awesome to see when you have a group of dogs who are like, yeah, we can do that. We'll keep pulling your sled through the overflow.
This was your rookie Iditarod run, and you finished the race. Was there any point where you thought, I don't know if I can finish this?
The super honest answer is that probably most of the race, it was in my head, like, I don't know if I'm going to make it to Nome. This is every section of trail had, like, you kept thinking, you know, you're okay, I'm going to get to McGrath. I'm going to take my 24. And then it was a long ways to McGrath. Then I get to McGrath and I'm like, okay, I just have, you know, this section to do. And there were a lot of points where I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it to Nome. There's a lot out there, but also, really, you know, we were in it to do good and have a good run with the dogs. And as long as they were doing well, I was going to keep going to Nome. And they did great. It was more me just being nervous. It was just a lot of unknown as a rookie. You just don't know. And mentally, it can be hard to keep going.
Tell me about coming across the finish. You came across on Friday. What was that like? Who was there?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. You can see the lights of Nome for, I don't know, probably a good 12 miles, and dogs saw the lights, and so they sped way up, and I was like, guys, we have a long ways to go, but so we ran very fast for the last 12 miles in, and it was so much fun. I mean, the whole town, everybody comes out and honks and waves, and then at the finish line, it was so many Bethel people were there. It was so great to have so many representatives of our town, and then, you know, a lot of different Western Alaska people out there cheering, and my whole family was there. It was really fun.
Was Pete Kaiser there?
Yep, Pete was there, and one of my lead dogs is from Pete, Stella. I got Stella from Pete, and so Pete was happy to see that Stella cross the finish line and lead, and he went over and was visiting with Stella, so it was pretty cool.
What is that like for you? You and Pete both grew up here in Bethel driving dogs, and now for him to win, what does that mean for this area?
Oh my God, it's so inspiring because he's worked so hard, and I've wanted to run Iditarod my whole life, and I remember the first year that Pete was going to run Iditarod, and I remember watching him, and because I'm kind of like taking cues, okay, he's running Iditarod, someday I want to do that, and I remember watching the first one, and then this year, now, before the race, I'm calling Pete and asking him questions, and he's just calm and knows the answers, you know, because he's been there and done it before. It's so inspiring, and about time that somebody from Bethel won the Iditarod.
And is there anything you would want to say, just having finished your rookie run, to someone from this area thinking about doing their first Iditarod?
Yeah, I think that coming from Bethel, honestly, the terrain that we train on and the challenges in the wind and the ice and the no snow and the snow, I think if you are going to prepare for it, I think Bethel is actually one of the best places probably to be preparing for the Iditarod. It's a tough race. There were many humbling moments out there, but I think if you're a capable dog driver in Bethel, you definitely can go and have dreams and do the Iditarod.
Well, Jessica, congratulations. It's so exciting to see you having finished this rookie run. And thank you so much for talking with me.
Yes, thank you too, Anna.